Hayırlısı.
Today's Amud is Yavamos Chaf Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yutessim Abayz, five lines from the bottom, by the words Yosef Rav Menashe. So the Gemara quoted a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon regarding, at least the maskan of the Gemara, is that the machlokes is only in the case of Yibim V'achar Kach Noilad. So you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven dies without any children. So Mrs. Reuven now falls to Yibim, to the brother, to Shimon. Shimon goes ahead, and Shimon is miyabim Mrs. Reuven, and after Shimon is miyabim Mrs. Reuven, so he gets the news that they have a new baby brother, Levi is born. Then Shimon dies without any children. The halacha is that Mrs. Reuven to Levi is an eishes achiv shohaya b'ilamai, because Mrs. Reuven is really originally Reuven's wife, and Reuven and Levi were never in this world at the same time. So Mimela says, the Tanakhama says, the Chachamim, that Mrs. Reuven is also to Levi, she's also forever, as eishes achiv shohaya b'ilamai. Mimela, now that she has an Isser of eishes ach, so Shimon's other wife, Mrs. Shimon, she's also going to be Aser to Levi, Alts Tsaras Eishes Achiv Shohaya B'Elamai. That's the sheet of the Chachamim. However, Reb Shimon says in this case that no, since when Levi came into this world, at the time that Levi was born, Shimon was already Miyabe Mrs. Reuven, she's no longer considered Mrs. Reuven, she's now Mrs. Shimon the second. She's not Mrs. Reuven anymore, she's Mrs. Shimon the second. So Mimela, when Shimon dies without having any children, Mrs. Reuven isn't falling to Levi. It's Mrs. Shimon and Mrs. Shimon the second. They're both wives of Shimon, who are, and Shimon and Levi were in this world at the same time. Mamela, the two women do fall to Yibam to Levi, and Levi could choose who he wants to be Miyabim, who he wants to do Chalitza to. The choice is up to him. Says the Gemara now, Yosef Rav Menashe bar Zvid kameid de Rav Huna, v'yosef v'kamar. He was sitting in front of Rav Huna, and he was saying as follows. He said, my time with the Rav Shimon. What's the reason why Reb Shimon holds that the two women are mutter to Levi in this case of Yibim v'achar kach noilad? Why is it mutter? Why isn't there an isser of eishes ach shohaya b'ilamai? To which the Gemara says, my time with Reb Shimon, what are you asking for? What's the reason for Reb Shimon? Could the Amar Taimush? Reb Shimon already explained his reason. That Hayalu Bo'u Matze Beheter, since when Levi came into this world, he finds Mrs. Reuven in a state of Heter, because now at this point she's married to Shimon, she's now Mrs. Shimon the second. She isn't Mrs. Reuven. V'loi Amda Olav Sha Achas Be'eser, she was never ushered to him. She was in a case of Neilad V'achar Kach Yibim, so then yes, even though it's true, she eventually becomes Mrs. Shimon the second, but there was a moment where she was already Aser to him, so then we'll say Nesra. But in this case of Yibim V'achar Kach Noilad, where Shimon was first Miyabe Mrs. Reuven, and then Levi was born, so she was never Aser to him, and therefore Mamela, she's Mutter to him. So Reb Shimon already said that. Reb Shimon explained this Shita. Why would you ask my time with the Reb Shimon? To which the Gemara says, Einachanami, you're right. Ela, my time with the Rabbanan. What he really said was not my time with the Reb Shimon, was my time with the Rabbanan. What's the pshan in the Chachamim? Why do they say that there is an Isser of Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bailamai? Why don't we say that Mrs. Reuven becomes Mrs. Shimon the second? She's not Mrs. Reuven anymore. So she's not an Eishes Ach Shohayu Bailamai. She's only an Eishes Shimon. And Levi and Shimon were around in this world at the same time. So why is there an Isser? Why is she an Erva? What's the reason for the Chachamim? So says the Gemara to explain that Amar Krug, because the Torah says, the Chachamim Darshan from the Pasuk, that Ulekacha loy li'isha v'yivma. It says, Ulekacha loy li'isha v'yivma. It says he takes her as a wife, the Yavam takes the Shemeris Yavam as a wife, and there and he's miyabim her. Now the question is after he takes her as a wife, why does it say again, v'yivma, and he's miyabim her, the Yivam happens first, and then she becomes a wife. It sounds like even after he marries her, even after the Yivam, so adayin yivumim harishayinim aleha. To a certain extent, we still consider her a Yivama. What does it mean you consider her a Yivama? It means to a certain extent, we still consider her to be Mrs. Reuven. Even after Shimon does the Yivam, even after Shimon marries Mrs. Reuven, to a certain extent, we still consider Mrs. Reuven to still have a shame, Mrs. Reuven. Mamela, now that she still has a shame, Mrs. Reuven, even after Shimon does the Yibam, she's still called Mrs. Reuven, so now we understand. That's why even though Levi's born after the Yibam, Mrs. Reuven is still going to be ushered to him, because he's not totally Mrs. Shimon the second. She's really Mrs. Reuven still. She's also Mrs. Reuven, and that's why she remains with the Isra of Eishes Achiv Shohaya B'Elamai. However, ask the Gemara now, If you're telling me that even after Yibam, she still has a shame, Mrs. Reuven, she's still considered a Yavama, Elahadetna, that which we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Kansa, that any case, a standard case of Yibam, Stam, Reuven, and Shimon, Reuven dies without any children, Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, Shimon does Yibam, very standard case of Yibam. The Mishnah says that any case after he does Yibam, so Halacha is Harehu Ke'ish De'Lechol Davar. So once Shimon is Miabe, Mrs. Reuven, so Mrs. Reuven becomes his wife, she's totally his wife with regards to everything. So what does it mean that she's totally his wife with regards to everything? Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina explained that what does the Mishnah mean when it says that she becomes his wife for everything? What it means is that she's treated totally like a regular wife. She's not the Yavama anymore. Memela, if he wants to divorce her, he doesn't have to do Chalitza. If he wants to divorce her, he just gives her a get. There's no need to also do Chalitza to get rid of the Zika, to get rid of the Yibam. She's not a Yavama anymore. And if he wants to remarry her after divorcing her, he wants to be Machzer Grushasai, assuming she didn't get married to anyone in between. If he wants to remarry her, he's allowed to. She doesn't remain now. She doesn't go back to being an Eishes Ach. She's not a Yavama anymore. Once he marries her, she's his wife. And we're going to focus on the first part. And the nafkamina is that if he wants to divorce her, so he gives her a get. There's no need to also do chalitza. All he has to do is give her a get. She's a regular wife. And ask the Gemara, the question is if you're telling me that even after Yibam, she is still called Mrs. Reuven, she isn't still, to a certain extent, still Yivama. So hasam nami lema v'yivma, we should darshan from v'yivma, that adayin yivumim harishayinim alea, that even after they get married, she still has a shame Yivama. She's still called Mrs. Reuven to a certain extent. And being that she's still a Yivama, so v'tibayi chalitza, in addition to the get, she should also require chalitza. A get to get rid of the ishus, and a chalitza to get rid of the zikos. She should require both. So says the Gemara, no. Says the Gemara, Shani Hasam, the Amar Kra, ulakacha loy le'isha, we darshan from the words, ulakacha loy le'isha, that kevin shalakcha nasis ki ishte l'chol davar. The reason why all he has to do is give her a get is not just tam asfara, it's learned from a pasuk. It's because the pasuk says, ulakacha loy le'isha, we darshan from the pasuk of, ulakacha loy le'isha, that once he's miyabim her, once he marries her, so now she's his wife. She's his wife, and Mamelu, now when he wants to divorce her, he only has to give her a get. He doesn't have to do chalitza. I'll ask the Gemara, wait a second. You're telling me now that she's like a regular wife? Ihachi, if she's a regular wife, so then going back to the sheet of the Chachamim, so then Hachanami. So then here also, meaning by the case of Naila, but by the case of Yibim, Va'achar Kach Nailan, we should say that Levi is mutter to Mrs. Shimon II. She's not Mrs. Reuven anymore. She's already Shimon's wife. She's completely his wife. Just like you told me that Shimon doesn't have to give her a chalitza. All he has to do is give her a get. They don't have to do chalitza. So too, you should tell me in the case of Yibim, Va'achar Kach Nailan, it should be Shimon, it's Shimon's wife. It's his wife. She's not a Yavama anymore. She doesn't have a shame, Mrs. Reuven. So says the Gemara, no, because Akasa Rahman of Yivma, it says Vivma, which we darshan that she is still Mrs. Reuven. So that's why over there we say that Levi is also to her, because she does still have a shame, Mrs. Reuven. Well, that's the Gemara, you gotta make up your mind. And if you're telling me really at the end of the day, that we have two psukim. We have one pasuk, ulakacha leili isha, which is mashma, that she is no longer Mrs. Reuven. Now she's Mrs. Shimon II. On the other hand, we have the pasuk, vivma, which is mashma, that she is, to a certain extent, still considered Mrs. Reuven. So it seems like, to a certain degree, we consider her Mrs. Reuven. With regards to certain halachis, we'll say that she's considered Mrs. Reuven. And with regards to other halachis, we're gonna say that no, she's totally Mrs. Shimon II. So now, the way we said it is that when he wants to divorce her, she's Mrs. Shimon II. And all he has to do is give her a get. He doesn't have to do chalitza. But when it comes to Yibim, v'achar kach nailad, so over there, we say that no, she's still a little bit Mrs. Reuven. And Mamela, it's going to be also for Levi to be miyabim her. So ask the Gemara, Ma Raisa, how do you know to darshan it that way? Maybe you should say the opposite. Maybe you should say that when it comes to Yibim, v'achar kach nailad, we should say that v'lukach lo'il isha, she's totally Shimon's wife. She's Shimon's wife the second, Mrs. Shimon the second. And it's mutter for Levi to be miyabim her. And when it comes to when it comes to the divorce, when it comes to Gerushin, maybe there, that's where we should darshan Vivma, that she's still somewhat Mrs. Reuven, and you should have to give her a get and also perform Chalitza. How do you know to darshan it the way we did? Maybe it's the opposite. So says the Gemara, well, we have two options, so we have to use our logic. So Mistavra Shadi Ateira Ateira Ushadi Isura Al Isura. This is the most logical way to do it. And Rashi explains that the way, the place where we darshan ulukachol eli isha, which is a heter, that she's totally Mrs. Shimon, we're going to darshan that on a standard case of yibam, when there's no isser involved, when there's no potential of eishes achiv shohaya bayulamai. By the regular case, when he's coming to divorce her, there's no chashashis of any isser, so that's where we'll darshan ulukachol eli isha, that when he divorces her, she's only Mrs. Shimon, she's not Mrs. Reuven anymore, and all he has to do is give her a get, he doesn't have to perform chalitza. However, when it comes to the potential Isser of Eishes Ach, Shohaya Bayilamai, when there's a Tzad Isser, so that's when we'll darshan the Isser of Yivma, that no, she's still Mrs. Reuven, and that's why the Chachamim say that Levi is Aser to Mrs. Reuven, even if he's born after Shimon already performed the Yibam, because in that case, that's where we darshan Yivma, that she's still somewhat Mrs. Reuven. So in Hanami, we could have darshan it the other way, but this was the more logical way to make the drasha. Now ask the Gemara a completely new question. Ask the Gemara, Ulurab Shimon da Amar Hayol Uba Umatza Beheter V'Amda Lav Shal Be'Isser. According to Rab Shimon, who says that in the case of Yibim V'Acher Kach Neilad, when Shimon is Miyabim Mrs. Reuven, and then Levi is born. So the halacha is that Levi is mutter to both women, because we say that since Mrs. Reuven was never usher to him, and at the time that Levi comes into the world, he finds her in a state of heter, so he's mutter to them. So if so, ask the Gemara Elimeato, if we use this type of logic, so then l'chair we should be matter another case. We should also say, achayseh me'imay shenasa achiv me'aviv, that if you have a sister from a mother who marries a brother from a father. So what's the case over here? Here, let's say you have a case like this. You have Yaakov, who has a child, Reuven. And you have Leah, who has a child, Dinah. Yaakov and Leah are not related to each other. Yaakov and Leah have no sheiches. Yaakov has a child, Reuven, and Leah has a child, Dinah. And then Reuven and Dinah decide to have a chasana. Reuven and Dinah get married. So Reuven and Dinah are married now. And then Yaakov and Leah, they see their children, they're so happy with each other, they say, "Now what, we're both single, let's get married also." So Yaakov then goes ahead, and Yaakov marries Leah. So Yaakov and Leah now get married, but Reuven and Dinah were not related before their marriage. They got married, and then afterwards their parents married each other. Yaakov married Leah, and Yaakov and Leah had a child together, they had baby Levi. So that's what the Gemara is describing. So says the Gemara again that Elamiata Achaise Me'imai, if you have a sister from a mother, so if we're focusing on Levi, his sister from his mother is Dinah, because Leah is Levi's mother, and she's also Dinah's mother. So his sister from a mother, Shenasa Achiv Me'aviv, who marries a brother from a father, so that's referring to Reuven, because Reuven and Levi share the same father. Yaakov is both of their fathers. So Reuven and Dinah got married. V'achar kach noilad ach. After their marriage, Levi was born, meaning because then afterwards Yaakov and Leah got married and they had a child, Levi. Umeis. And then Reuven dies without having any children. So now Dinah falls to the brother. Who's the brother? Levi. Her brother. Her own brother. Dinah should fall to baby Levi. And Allah Shabbat to see. We should say that it's mutter for them to perform yibum. Why should it be mutter for them to have yibum? Hailu bo'u matzah beheter. Because at the time that Levi came into this world, he finds Dinah in a state of heter. She's no longer a sister. She's eishes Reuven, which is an isser that will go away and will have a mitzvah of yibum. So we should say it's mutter for them to perform yibum, just like you say when it comes to the isser of eishes ach. So says the Gemara. Wait a second. The Gemara will explain. Says the Gemara. What are you talking about? Isra Chayse Lehichan Azal. It's true that now she's also Eishes Ach, but she's also his sister. Why would you think that that should be mutter? Where does the Isser of a Chayse go to? How could it be mutter for Levi to be Miyabim Dina when it's his sister? Where does that Isser go? Well, wait a second, says the Gemara. And your case, according to Reb Shimon, is your case any better? Hachanami Isser Eishes Ach Yuf Shohaya Ba'ilam Lehichan Azal. When Levi comes into this world, after Shimon was miyabe Mrs. Reuven, but wait a second, Mrs. Reuven is also an Ashes Achshol Hayabai Lamai. And you tell me that once Shimon marries her, so then the Isser just goes away. What happened to the Isser Ashes Achshol Hayabai Lamai? How is Levi allowed to marry her? It's true, now she's also Mrs. Shimon, but she also has an Isser Ashes Achshol Hayabai Lamai because she was at one point Mrs. Reuven. Where does that Isser go? So just like you tell me that Isser goes away, so the Isser of Achisa should also go away. To which the Gemara says that no, doesn't make sense. There's a very big difference because high isur de lasleyatera and high isur de isleyatera. The isur of achaisa doesn't go away because nothing makes that isur go away. There is nothing that takes away the isur of a sister. And Mamela, she is going to remain with that isur, and it's of course going to be usur for Levi to be miyabim dina in that case. However, when it comes to the case of Eishes Ach Shahiya by Lamai, that Reb Shimon says it's mutter when it's yibim va'achar kach nailad. So the Isser, what are you telling me? That the Isser Ashes Ach Shalhei Bei Lamai Machmas the Ashes to Reuven shouldn't go away. That's not true. Because as soon as Reuven died, the Isser of Ashes Ach is an Isser that Be'etzem does go away. Isser Ashes Ach goes away when she falls to Yibam. So since she fell to Yibam to Shimon, that Isser of Ashes Ach went away. And now she's only a Mrs. Shimon. Now she's Mrs. Shimon the second. So when Levi's born, she's going to be mutter to Levi. You ask, where did the Isser of Ashes Ach go? We know that Isser of Ashes Ach goes away for Yibam. So when Shimon was Miyabimur, that Isser went away. However, when it comes to the Isser of Achaisir, that Isser doesn't go away, which is why even Reb Shimon would agree that in that case of the sister, that of course it's going to be Usser for Levi to be Miyabim Dina. Says the Mishnah Baiter now. Says the Mishnah, three different cases of different people who fall to Yibam, and they're going to have different halachos. Some of them it's going to be Usser to do Yibam or Chalitza, some it's going to be Mutter just to do Chalitza, and some it's Mutter to do Yibam and to do Chalitza. Either one is Mutter. So says the Mishnah like this, Klal Amru Biyavama. They said a Klal, a general rule, it's like this, three types of cases, three categories. Category number one, Kol Shehu Isser Erva, anytime you have an Erva who falls to Yibam, so then Leichai Letzes, V'lei Misyav Emes, so then there's no Chalitza or Yibam, not to her, not to the Tzara, Rashi points out, to neither of them. There is no Chalitza or Yibam when an Erva falls to Yibam. That's category number one. Category number two is if you have an Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha, if you have someone that's an Isser Mitzvah or an Isser Kedusha that falls to Yibam, so what's an Isser Mitzvah or an Isser Kedusha? The Mishnah itself will explain shortly, but we'll just speak it out. An Isser Mitzvah is referring to an Isurei Derabanan like Shniyais, certain people that the Chazal were geyser on, that they're Aser, that they're considered like an Erva Midarabanan, even though Midaraisa, they're not included in the list of Arayas. The Gemara will speak about this later on the Chafal. I believe that there are certain Isurim that Chazal made, the Chazal made an Isur on them that they're like an Erva, but it's an Erva Midirabanan. So that's called an Isur Mitzvah. And an Isur Kedusha refers to ladies who are Usur to the Yavam for all other reasons that do not include Kares. They're not an Erva, but they could be Usur, also Laisase, Altsnase, Alaisase, and an Ase, any other Isur. So that's called an Isur Kedusha. So if a Yavama falls to Yavam and she's an Isur Mitzvah, which means she's a shniyais l'arayis, she's a secondary erva, an erva midrabanan, or she's an iser kedusha, she has a leisase or an asay. So then the halacha is chaylatzas v'loy misyavemes. They have to do chalitza, and they're not allowed to do yibam. So that's category number two. And then category number three is achaisa shehiyavimta, if the sister of an erva falls to yibam, achaisa, the erva herself, and also her achaisa and also her sister shehiyavimta, that they fall to yibam together, kachaylatzes oimis yavemes, which means like this, that generally speaking, if you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven and Shimon marry sisters, Reuven marries Rachel, and Shimon marries Leah. So the halacha is that if Reuven and Shimon die, so now Rachel and Leah fall to Yibam to Levi, being that Rachel and Leah are sisters and they're falling together to Levi, each one of them have an Isser of Achay Ziku Kasai. Each one have an Isser Durabanan of Achay Ziku Kasai, and Levi has to do Chalitza with both of them. He's not allowed to do Yibam. That's in a standard case. However, let's say one of them is an Erva to Levi. Let's say Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law. Let's say Levi ended up marrying Rachel's daughter. So then, if Rachel and Leah fall to Yibam, being that Rachel is an erva to Levi, so if so, Rachel doesn't really fall to Yibam because she's an erva. If so, Leah does not have an isser of achiz zikukasai because her sister is not zakuk to Levi. Her sister is an erva to Levi. It's Levi's mother-in-law. In such a case, only Leah falls to Yibam, and that's what the Mishnah is saying, that achisa shehi yavimta, if the sister of an erva is also her yavama, and they fall together. So then Levi could do both. He could either do chalitza, or he could do chalitza zomis yavemes. He could do either chalitza or yibam. The point is that it's mutter even for him to be miyabim Leah. In such a case that Rachel is an erva to him, so then it's really just Leah falling to yibam, and it would be mutter for Levi to be miyabim Leah. Now the Mishnah explains that what is Isser Mitzvah? Says the Mishnah that Isser Mitzvah refers to Shniyais Midivrei Seifrim. It refers to those Arayas that the Rabbanan added. And Isser Kedusha, that refers to all other types of Isurim, like an Almana L'Kayin Gadol, and the Isra of an Almana to a Kayin Gadol, or a Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kayin Hedyet, or a Mamzeres V'Nesina L'Yisrael, the Isra of a lady who's a Mamzer or a Nasin, her Isra to marry Yisrael, Ubas Yisrael L'Nasin a Mamzer, or the other way around, if you have a regular Jewish lady, so she has an Isra to marry a Nasin or a Mamzer. In any of these cases, those are included in Isser Kedusha. A Nesina is referring to, without getting into the details, there were a group of people, Givinim, who came to Yeshua when Yeshua brought Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, and they pretended to be from a faraway place. They wanted to make peace with Yeshua. Really, they were from Eretz Yisrael, and Yeshua had to kill them. So they pretended to be from a faraway place, and they wanted to make peace with Yeshua because they were scared for their lives. And Yeshua ended up converting them. They said they wanted to convert. They ended up converting once Yeshua found out the truth. So then They became the Nesinim. And they have an Isser, Shailavitz Daraiser, the Rabbanan, but there's an Isser of a Nasin or a Nesina to marry Yisrael. Al Kapanim, that's all included in the Isser of Isser Kedusha. In the category of Isser Kedusha, where the halacha is Chaylatzas Veloy Misyavemes. Now, so came up three categories, an erva. So in erva, there's no chalitza or yibam. Isser mitzvah or isser kedusha, there's chalitza, but no yibam. And then it's a chayis or shiavimta, so then it's even mutter to do yibam. Now, says the Gemara, klal asu yemai. The Mishnah started off that there's a klal. Anyone who's an erva, she's also both in chalitza and in yibam. Her and her tzara, there's an isser of yibam and chalitza. Klal asu yemai. So klal is mashma, we're coming to be marbet, that there's another case that you wouldn't have thought of that's also included in this category. So what's that case that's included in Erva? Amar Rav from Bar Papa, La'asuye Tsaras Ailonos, Ukad Rabbi Asi. It's including the case of Tsaras Ailonos, like Rabbi Asi said, that a Tsaras Ailonos does not do Yibam or even Chalitza. There is no Yibam or Chalitza, because the Ailonos herself, becomes like an Erva, being that she's excluded from the parish of Yibam, so she remains with the Isser of Eishasach. And so the Tsara is a Tsaras Eishasach, and that was the Shita of Rabbi Asi, that we had earlier on Dafid Beis Amud Aleph. So Al Kapanim, though, that's what the Mishnah is coming to include. It's coming to include this case of Tsaras Ailonos, who's not exactly the standard case of an erva. She also is going to have a din of no chalitza or yibam. V'ika da'amri, some say the opposite. That the klal, what's the klal? The klal is coming to tell me like this. The klal is coming to be excluding a case. It's coming to tell me that the klal is that anyone who's an erva is pater from chalitza and yibam. So it's kol shuhu, is kol shi isura iser erva hu da'asira. It's who that sira tsarasa. Or her tsara is only pater if she's mamish an erva. Halayi sura iser erva. If her shame iser is not because she's an erva, so then tsarasa lay asira. So then the tsara is not going to be asir, and it's lema'ute mai, what's that coming to exclude? Amar Afrim lema'ute tsaras ailonos udoloikrabiasi. It's coming to exclude the case of tsaras ailonos, and it's not like Ravasi. It's coming to say that since the tsaras ailonos, her patur is not coming machmas the fact that she's an erva, it's because she's an ailonos, so mamela her tsara is going to be chayiv in yibam and chalitza, which is not like Ravasi said. Ravasi said that tsaras ailonos is patura, and our Mishnah is coming to say, not like Ravasi. Our Mishnah is coming to say that no, only when the Isha is an erva, that's when the tsara is pater, but if she's not an erva, like by a tsara's ailonos, so then the tsara is going to be mutter. It's not interesting that we already had the Mishnah on Beza Manalev, Chamesh Esri Nashim, the Gemara said in Chamesh Esrei was coming to exclude Rav Asi. 15 and not anymore was coming to exclude Rav Asi. It would come out that we have another Mishnah doing the exact same thing. I don't know if that's supposed to be a question. I didn't see anyone discuss it. That it comes out we have another Mishnah also excluding Rav Asi. Says the Gemara Vayter now. The Mishnah had said the third category was a chayisa shiyavimta. That if the sister of a lady who's aser, if she falls to yibam, so then she could even do yibam. In the case that we have Rachel and Leah, so we spoke about a case where Rachel was Levi's mother-in-law. Now Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah, and Reuven and Shimon died, so Rachel and Leah fall to Levi. So we spoke about a case where Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law. That's going to be the maskana of the Gemara. But ask the Gemara a chayisa the man, what's the Mishnah referring to? Levi is a sister of what? Of an erva? What's Rachel? She's an erva to Levi? She's a leisase to Levi? What was Rachel's status to Levi? Elaim the iser mitzvah, that she's an iser mitzvah, she's a shniyas l'arayas to Levi. So then, kevan demida araisa ramya kamei, so then that doesn't make any sense. Being that she's only also midarabanan, but midaraisa, she really does fall to Levi, so then why would it be mutter for Levi to be miyabim leya? Paga ba'achi sukukasai. It is Achay Siku Kasai. The whole heter of the Mishnah is because Leah is not really Achay Siku Kasai because Rachel doesn't fall to Yibam. But if Rachel's Isser to Levi was just an Isser to Rabbanan, it was an Isser Mitzvah, so then she does fall to Midaraisa, she does fall to Levi, and if so, Leah is an Achay Siku Kasai. So says the Gemara, Ela Achaysa de Isser Erva. We're referring to a case where Rachel is an erva to Levi. The example we gave was that Rachel was Levi's mother-in-law. So in such a case, Rachel b'chlal does not fall to Levi. Memela Leah does not have an iser of achisiku kasai, which is why Levi is allowed to be miyabim Leah. Says the Gemara Vayter now, that Isser Mitzvah Shniyais. We said in the Mishnah that Isser Mitzvah refers to the Shniyais L'Arayas, the different Arayas that the Rabbanan added. So, Amai Kari Le Isser Mitzvah. Why does it have a title of Isser Mitzvah? Why are Shniyais with the Rabbanan called an Isser Mitzvah? Amar Abaye explained because there's a mitzvah L'Shmaya Divrei Chachamim, there's a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim, so that's why the Shniyais, which are the Rabbanan, are called Isser Mitzvah. Isser Kedusha is a manal kain gadol, gush v'chotz l'kain hedyet. The Isser Kedusha, we said, was coming to exclude all other Isurim. A few of them had to do with kahuna. So says the Gemara of Amai Kari Luhu Isser Kedusha. Why do we title this group as Isser Kedusha? Says the Gemara Dechsiv, because it says about the Kehanim, it says Kedoshim Yu Lelokehem. It says that they're Kadosh, therefore we call these Isurim, which many of them are related to the Kehanim, they're called Isurei Kedusha. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Machlef. We learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda was Machlef, which means that he learned the Mishnah in the exact opposite way. He's had his girsa of the Mishnah was that Isser Mitzvah refers to these other Isurim, like Amana L'Kain Gadol, Grusha V'chlutza L'Kain Hedyen, and that was all in the category of Isser Mitzvah, not Isser Kedusha. Those were called Isser Mitzvah. V'mai Kari Le Isser Mitzvah. So why are these Isurim called Isser Mitzvah? Dechsev, because it says by the Kehan, it says in Sefer Vayikra, it says Eile HaMitzvahs. So since it says Eile HaMitzvahs in the context of Kehanim, so therefore these Isurim, which largely have to do with Kehanim, they're called Isurei Mitzvah. And then Rabbi Yehuda had that Isser Kedusha was referring to Shniyais Midivrei Seferim, that the Mishnah said about Isser Kedusha, that's referring to Shniyais Midirabanan, but my Kari Lai Isser Kedusha. Why are these Arayas Midrabanan? Why are they called Isurei Kedusha? Amar Abaye Kolam Mekayim Devar Chachamim Nikur Kadosh. Because we know that anyone who's Mekayim, the word of the Chachamim, is called a Kadosh, so that's why the Shniyais is called Isser Kedusha. However, Amar Le Rava, Rava said to Abaye, that doesn't make any sense. V'chol She'enei Mekayim Devar Chachamim Kadosh Udalai Mikri? And if you're not going to fulfill the words of the Chachamim, so what's your big pagam? That you're not called a Kadosh? Rasha Namilei Mikri? But you're also not called a Rasha. If you listen to Chachamim, you're called a Kaddish. Mashman, if you don't listen to the Chachamim, you're not called a Kaddish. It's much worse than that. You're a Rasha. So it doesn't make sense to say that for listening to the Chachamim, you get like this extra title of Kaddish. You have to listen to the Chachamim. So Ella Amar Rava, Rava explained that Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutterlach. Where it comes from is from the idea that a person is supposed to refrain from certain things, even though technically they're Mutter, which is really the basis for how Chazal were able to make this Isser of Shniyais. They were able to be Mekadish Atzman or in Klal Yisrael with something which is Be'etzem Mutter and extend the Isser of Arayas to these other people. So that's why these Shniyais, Midivrei Seferim, are called Isser Kedusha.